You okay? Good. Good morning. Glad to have you all here. Glad it's not 2 feet of snow. One thing you'll be glad to know, as an athletic director who you already know knows very little about rowing, but I like the sport and have been involved, I've instituted legislation with the NCAA that all rowers will wear life jackets, helmets, mouthpieces. They will all carry a flashlight, a fog horn, and a lightning detector. So we're pretty much done, so you can rest easy now. Your job is easy. And obviously, since that isn't going to work, we just covered a whole lot that you already know of why your job is real hard when it comes to risk management. I can't make your boat go any faster, but what we talk about here for 15 minutes right now might be some of the most critical stuff you do in your business as a coach of this sport. What are you going to do when you're 5 miles down the river? We're on a river. You're 5 miles down the river, come around a bend, you're in the launch boat, your boats are up ahead of you, and you watch duck hunters jump up out of their goose blind and shoot right over top of your rowers. What are you going to do? He had to figure that out. The bad news there is, you probably didn't know Bucknell's dropping rowing. Just heard that yesterday. Sorry, Shane. Sorry, Coach. Can you communicate with your rowers to get them to safety? Can you communicate with your boathouse to notify them? Can you communicate with the law enforcement to get these idiots arrested? What can you do? What are you going to do? How about, we know, all coaches, we've got 17 sports here. All coaches in every sport, you all work really hard on trying to plan for scenarios, worst case scenarios, backup scenarios. In other sports, my quarterback gets hurt, what do I do? You know, my starting goalie's got flu the morning of a game, what do I do? You know, I can't play man-to-man against them because they're too fast. I play zone. What do I do? You know, everybody has to figure all that stuff out. Yours is a little different. In your sport, when you're dealing for worst-case scenarios, you're planning for survival. How do I make sure nobody dies? It's a little different. I don't really have another coach in another sport that I can think of that has to plan for that. Even my sailors that are going out Monday in freezing cold weather, it's not really a worry. They've got complete dry suits on. They're right there. They all are in a little circle right in front of our boathouse all day. It's where they practice. His job's a whole lot easier than yours. Wind, darkness, fog, lightning, other boats. About your people spend more time running on the roads out there in the dark than anybody else. None of that's good. Not in my world, as risk management. You think it's all good. None of that's good to me. You wonder why athletic directors get real nervous about rowing and your sport. Not because they don't necessarily like it, may not understand it, but scary. Scary for us in our business. I'd put them all in helmets, life jackets, mouthpieces. That would be my solution as a non-rower. For you, that doesn't work very well. Do you have policies regarding sexual harassment within your team? Hazing? Have these been discussed? Have you documented it? Because it always happens that the name of the person that comes up that you're dealing with wasn't there that day. It's the way it works. Always does. Medical screenings? Man, talk about getting your heart rate up. I can't think of another sport that challenges you on that one. How covered are you? How sure are you? How about, I'll bet you've got some emergency plans, I hope. And I'm sure that includes, what do you do when a boat sinks, when it swamps, all that stuff? But that won't get you far. Have your people practiced it? Have they actually been in that situation when it wasn't life or death? Because if they haven't, your plan's probably not going to get you far when you're on the stand trying to defend it. We talked about it. Didn't save my daughter's life. Radios, cell phones, communication, that all sounds good, and it's great. But you're all competitors. So what do you do the day that you're going to have a great practice, you're all excited, you got a big race coming up, you're jumping in the launch boat, you're just starting to pull out, damn thing's dead. Where's my cell phone? Oh, left it back in my pants pocket, the other pants I changed. We'll be all right. That'll be the day. Just go figure it. Just plan on it. That'll be the day. It's the way it works. We all know it. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm about to have practice. I've got things scheduled to the minute. I don't have 10 minutes to go back in, get that stuff. I'll be all right. That'll be the day. Communication, I mean, really, of all the stuff, because there's so much, anything I talk about out here, you already know. Half of you've lived through it. It's just making sure how you frame it and how careful are you, how much can you defend your actions, your planning, but then that day. Because Murphy's Law probably applies to your sport more than any we can think of, because everything's out of your control that we talk about with risk management. How about Mike wants a raise, I'm going to have to fire him. Because he was working with a student that goes to Gunston down the way, great little school we've got, who started rowing a little bit. It's not one of our rowers, but they hired him to work with them down there. And that student was working in a single shell that day when got cut in half by that boat that came around the river that wasn't paying any attention. Guess whose watch that happened on? We going to cover it with our $20 million college liability policy? I don't think so. He wasn't working for me. He wasn't coaching any of our college athletes. He was not working on his under his job, which is what our attorneys tell us you got to have if we're going to cover you. So who is going to cover it? Who's paying for his lawyers? Who's going to help him fight this thing? If he doesn't have a personal umbrella policy, he's screwed. Not to mention, I already fired him. He's done. But that's the least of his worries. So if you guys don't have a personal umbrella liability policy, I don't know why you wouldn't, because for one, it's cheap. It's the cheapest insurance you can get. I've always told all my coaches in all sports, if you're going to be in this business, just go get one. And I've had one since 1970, I'm going to say 7 or 8. Never needed it until about 8 years ago. And happened that I didn't need it because of coaching. Happened because of one of my sons got in an accident. Jet ski accident. At the time, who knows whether it was his fault or not. All I know is lawyers fought it out, and if I had had to pay those lawyers, I don't think I'd still be standing here. So, boy, did that pay for itself for me for all those years of whatever that is, $120 a year. All those years paid for itself 100 times over on that one. Assistant coach fell out of a launch, lost her radio, could have drowned if she wasn't wearing a life jacket. Assistant coach fell out of a boat, lost his radio and cell phone, could have drowned if wasn't wearing a life jacket. Assistant coach in a rowing single ran into an 80-foot skipjack. He didn't win that battle. We have those pictures. We didn't come out good on that one, but he was okay, which is what mattered there. That all happened in 12 months, same 12 months. Guess what school that happened to? Washington College. And we claim we're good at this. We think we're pretty good at this stuff. It shows. It happens. Murphy's Law with you guys. It happens. It's going to happen. Somebody's going to fall out of a launch boat. So make sure you avoid a tragedy. Because he's good at it and his people were good at it, we didn't have a tragedy with any of those. Could have with any of them. You're the only sport I know. You put student athletes in little breakable rocket ships backwards and send them as fast as they can go, and they have no idea. So the other thing I've put in is we're going to turn them around. They're life jackets, helmets, mouth gear, and we're going to turn them around so they can see where they're going. Other sports, we would say, you don't go out there when it's cold. I mean, when are you going to practice? Rough, windy. You got to make calls on it, but you're going out lots of times in those, because otherwise you're canceling how many of your practices? I don't know. But it's part of what you deal with, which isn't good if you're in my shoes. I don't have another sport where if my coach, and this took me a while to get my hands around this, when Mike was explaining to me that he wasn't always with his student-athletes. What do you mean you're not with your student-athletes? Well, sometimes they're 10 miles away. What do you mean they're 10 miles away? What are you doing? He's in his office watching soap operas while they're on the river. I had to get used to the fact that you got one boat going down there, another boat there. Even if they're all going the same way, they're not necessarily all the same speed. So I can't rely that my coach is always right there with every student athlete. That's scary if you're in my shoes. I don't like that. So you got to figure out how to make that work. And you're obviously delegating a lot. Some of you may not have a lot of help. Mike's lucky. He's got 23 assistant coaches, and they're all great. And we've got, John Wagner's got like, I don't know, 72 launch boats down there that they're all going out somewhere. I don't know. And we're pretty lucky. And even then, we're not always 10 miles downriver with everybody right there. For you guys, you're probably not as able to delegate as much and have as many. And so it's even more up to you to figure out how are you going to defend the fact that Murphy's Law is going to be the boat that gets run into is going to be the one that's farthest away from you or your assistant coach. What's your chain of command? What happens in your program when the worst happens? You know, who makes your critical decisions right then and feels confident that they have the ability to do that? If they're not there, who does? I just love away games with rowing. Let's take $150,000 worth of really flimsy little pieces of equipment, tie them down on little trailers out there, or big trailers, and let's hook them up to something and get out on the highway and go 75 miles an hour, because it's always the rowing people that pass me on the highway. Yeah, I swear, it is. You guys got heavy lead foot there, because I'm always just getting blown by some trailer with all that, and I look at it and I just count in my head, well, that's about $250,000 right there that's waiting to have something happen. Every away contest for you is a logistical nightmare in my world, for you too. You're putting all that, those treasures, trying to tie them down and hoping nobody runs into you, nothing happens, nothing blows off. None of that's good. None of that's good. So you better be good at it. You better have a damn good checklist, because if you assume we know what happens then, I thought he tied that one down. No, I thought she tied it down. You mean you didn't tie it down? Well, that was about $32,000 we just blew on that one right there. We've had a bus driver drive right through a shell into the windshield. Boom, that one wasn't good for that shell. Yeah, broke that one off. They were just having breakfast. Shows you how much you can control. They're in having breakfast. It's parked out in the parking lot. Bus driver come right around, right through the windshield. How about have pairs crash into a bridge in Philadelphia? I don't think much of the Philly course myself after crashing into that. We find out that our local club that borrows our boats and we borrow their boats, and we find out, this is a few years ago, that there's a little bit of an insurance problem between their insurance coverage and our insurance coverage, and we got some risk here and exposure that doesn't make me real happy when he comes in with a red face to tell me about it. That wasn't a real good conversation. How about this? A couple things. How much time do I have, Mike? I don't want to go over my time. Okay. Few things. Everybody's got to be able to swim. You know it, but test it and document it. U.S. rowing video. You better show that one, because talk about cover your butt. One of the things you better be able to do. Make sure your coaches watch that video. Document all those so you know who did. Life jackets in your coach boats. Make sure there's enough. Doesn't do you any good to be one short. That'll be the one. Formal meeting to discuss risks and safety. We have to do that in all sports, but boy, we better do it in this sport. And you better document who was there, when it was. Keep all those in file every year. Bailers and pumps for coach boats. How many? He sends me the articles. I just keep. This is the easiest risk management talk I could have for this sport, because he just sends me articles of disasters every year. I was going to bring them, but that would just bum you out in 15 minutes. Size of the coach boats. Doesn't do you any good to have 36 people out there that day, and you got a coach boat that fits 8. Ooh, sorry, I had to leave your son behind. We didn't quite have room. You're going to explain that one to me or my lawyer? Launch to athlete ratio, especially when the water's cold. Coach boats, lights, flares, cell phone, radio, somebody at the boathouse. Doesn't do you any good when you got nobody to call back to. Rowing in the dark. What's your designated time to be off the water? Don't explain to me that I told my assistant coaches to be back before dark. I'm really sorry. The boat that had your 8 kids in it didn't quite make it back because we didn't have a specific time, and I thought he'd come back in. Now I didn't make it. Safety drill, swamp your shell, turn it over, swim, stay. Better just than just to talk about it. You better do it. You better do it. Predetermine safe spots. You all row on different kinds of water, rivers, lakes, everything else. Predetermine where's your safe spots. Where do we go when there's trouble? Where do we meet? Just like you would with your little kids when they get lost at the circus. Where do we meet? Lightning detector, no excuse for that. $200. For any of you to say, I didn't know there was any lightning around, won't work. Doesn't work. Just half of it. Thank you. Work hard at this.